The Lord. God became man so that man could become God. For this homily, the first thing I would invite us to think about is the day of our own baptism. Do we know the church where we were baptized, or the name of the priest or the deacon that baptized us? Do we know the date of our own baptism? Do we celebrate that day every year? The day that we were baptized, we underwent the greatest transformation a human being can undergo in this life. On that day, we were infused with the life of God. We were infused with divine life. We were permeated with the divine. The day of our baptism, we went from being creatures to being children of God. Children, we know, bear the DNA of their parents in their biological makeup. As children, adopted by God Himself, we too bear in our being the DNA of God, so to speak. And that is His divine life. We bear in our beings His divine life, His likeness, His image, and the gift of being His children by adoption. So when Jesus says in the gospel, "Be merciful like your Father in heaven is merciful," He is addressing children, asking children to do the things that the Father does. He's also pretty much telling us, be like God. And because of what happened at baptism, we cannot respond to that invitation saying, "No, Jesus, we can't do that. We are just human beings, not gods." That excuse does not work for us Christians. No. Because God became man so that we could become God, as one of the fathers of the church said. And at baptism, God infused His life in us so that we could do the things that He does, like being merciful. What happened at baptism is big, if we think about it. And along those same lines, Jesus is asking us to do a couple of other things in the gospel. He says, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. And quite honestly, only God can do that. And in fact, He did it. On the cross, He did good to those who hated Him. He blessed and prayed for those who were actually killing Him, saying, "Father, forgive them, for they do not what they do." Jesus did that because He is God. And since we too have the life of God within us, He is now asking us to do the same. He has given us what it takes at baptism. Because on our own, it would be impossible. It is hard and even painful to do good to those who hate us. It is challenging to pray for those who mistreat us or to bless those who slander us behind our backs. Jesus seems to be asking something that is beyond our human capacity, and in fact, it is beyond our human capacity to love the way he loves. At baptism, however, we were given the ability to do things that are beyond our capacity. We were given supernatural life, grace, the life of God, divine life, so that we can do supernatural things like loving our enemies and doing good to those who hate us. So today, I will invite us all to think about the day of our baptism. Try to find that baptismal certificate at home and give thanks to God for what he gave us that day. His own life, divine life, grace. And now, mindful of what we are capable of doing because of that gift, I will invite us after Mass today to do something good for someone that you know does not like you or perhaps hate you, and I pray you don't have those people in your life. And I also invite us to pray for someone that has mistreated you in the past and to bless him or her, asking God that that person may be well, that that person may have a good Sunday. Mother Teresa used to say, love until it hurts. And today Jesus says to those who love that way, your reward will be great in heaven, and you will be children of the Most High. Who would have thought that love is what Jesus had in mind when he talked about the narrow path that leads to salvation?